Welcome to Skills Journey, hosted by Emil Rovenheimer and Yanni Brofenboer from PopUp, the People Upliftment Program. This is your passport to a transformative journey where we uncover the power of skills together.
Welcome to the next episode in Skills Journey. For those of you who've been following along, we're having a discussion or a series called Masterclass, where we're just so privileged to have discussions with masters and really dive into their skills journey. How did they get where they are, and what were the challenges and experiences and learnings along the way, which have been so empowering and really insightful, Yanni?
Yes.
And so today we are super excited to introduce a new master into the conversation, Veronica Bell, who I met at a coffee shop a couple of weeks ago. She's passionate about music and the music industry. She's a musician herself, and she's discovered some incredible things along her journey to mastery that we're so excited to hear about. Veronica, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Emil. Thank you, Yanni. It's lovely to hear from all the way from Stellenbosch. Send you greetings from heaven, you know. But it's wonderful that I get the opportunity to share my passion for God. And that out of our conversation today and our next two episodes, that people will, in principle, fall in love with God. Mm-hmm. That you will get to know him. Because it's so amazing for me having this conversation, because when I was young, I still had aspirations. And now when I'm a little bit older, I won't give away my age yet, but it's so beautiful to look back and just see how the puzzle pieces that you thought you were in control of is actually something that God has put together as a loving father and a good father who knows us, who's created us, and he's directed my paths in a wonderful way that I actually stand in awe today to talk about this mastering of a skill and the purposes and how it is to live a meaningful life. You know, so thank you that I can have this opportunity.
Sure. What a powerful introduction, Veronica. We're so excited to dive into the conversation. But perhaps give us some context about your field, your expertise, the thing that you've really mastered, and where that came from. What were those early aspirations or dreams that kind of set you on this trajectory? How did it come about?
Yeah, I think just to give each one of you that's listening now where I am currently, I'm a mother of four children. And obviously, I'm going to say they are beautiful because they're mine. And I'm happily married for 29 years to my husband, Usher Bell. And we live in Stellenbosch. Our kids are here at university and they are at school, and Usher is running different enterprises here in Stellenbosch. But what's really beautiful is that we both are musicians, all in our different way, my husband and I. He's more a contemporary musician and he has a heart for worship. And I grew up in a more classical, formal setting of music. My mom was a music teacher in Newcastle, Natal. And I had to come from her whole family are musicians. And so from early age, I think I was 3 years old, I started piano, and I was four when I started violin. And just to be in an environment where you are stimulated specifically by this skill does put you in a position of growth. Mm. And so if I look back now, I can see how my parents understood certain lessons that I had to take and growth opportunities. So what I do appreciate of my upbringing a lot is that my parents allowed me to grow as a whole person. So I did ballet and I played netball passionately. I loved that, and sang choir and took part in opportunities that came my way, from drama to state fairs to music concerts, and then also everything that school creates for you, you know. So I think that is what stands out for me when I look back on my journey, is the fact that I developed as a whole person. So today, nowadays, people will send you this little genius, a 6-year-old or 8-year-old or 10-year-old and 11-year-old. And it's really admirable. But I cannot help myself and think for a moment, oh my goodness, does she know she's going to change nappies? when she's a bit older, you know, even so, even if they play their instrument real skillful, there's more to life than just being a master in this one aspect of your life. So I started taking lessons in Newcastle from Mrs. Clutton, and that it was actually amazing, a very vibrant music department with lots of little students, young students starting to learn an instrument from cello to violin. And that's something that I would actually like to see in our own country. And there are quite a few people initiating projects like this, taking instruments to a group of people that otherwise won't define themselves as musicians, but are being stimulated through playing an instrument. I mean, we can have a whole discussion on the value of that in the development of your brain, your skill, maturities. What is that?
Like fine English? Motor skills.
You know, just your physical coordinations. Yes, physical coordination. And then also the emotional value that music builds into a person's well-being. So from there in Newcastle, I was about 10 years old when my parents started driving me to Johannesburg for extra violin lessons.
Wow.
So from that stage onwards, I started to understand, okay, it's going to take a bit more than just picking up the violin during my lesson to play it. I want to practice so that I can accomplish skills. At that stage, piano was actually my main instrument. So, and I pursued it up to my second year university, with violin as my, as piano as my main instrument. So violin kind of took the backseat drive, for quite a while. But one very significant thing when I was young growing up, whenever we would do concerts together with my mom, my sister played cello and I played violin. People would come afterwards and said, when you played, they were brought to tears when I played violin. And I'm honestly, I can tell you, I don't think I played that well, but something happened. Today, I understand it as that God, in a way, started manifesting himself, showing his love or care. Or today, I understand it as through music, God can initiate healing in people's heart or hope, sow hope into people's heart. So at that time, I didn't understand it. So I just felt complimented when people said, okay, they were touched by it. Anyway, so after that, driving to Joburg, I even took lessons from a teacher in Durban, Professor Lo Castro. He was a real Italian European violinist. So he would, every time that I come to my lesson, he would tell me about his own dad tying himself to his bed so that he can practice for 6 hours a day.
Sure.
And, you know, passion. And the commitment he had. Yeah. And the thing is, my focus wasn't really there to be the best violinist, or even the best musician. I just really enjoyed reading the music and trying to accomplish that piece and getting to know the instrument through the repertoire that we played. So it was, I would say, if I look back to my life, I more responded to triggers in my life. I wasn't a dreamer or a, you know, had this goals for myself that I wanted to achieve when I was younger. So luckily my parents were quite tuned in and they created these fantastic opportunities for me, you know. If I look back now, I can honestly say it's not just your parents. And I know there's people who grow up with parents, without parents. God is faithful to put opportunities in your life, and we can respond to it. We can choose to respond to it and make the most of it. And so that's what happened with me. I ended up after matric, going to study in University of Pretoria for 2 years, had a fantastic piano teacher, and my violin teacher was Professor Alan Solomon. And then after 2 years, I just felt I didn't learn enough. And then I got the opportunity to come to Stellenbosch University. And then, I had a fantastic teacher, Professor Jack DeWitt. And within 3 years, he has built up my violin playing so that that's the reason why I can still play today. And he has triggered the science of violin playing for me so that even today I realize I'm still learning. There's so much to discover and enjoy of the instrument. It actually makes me think of the Buddhist. They have this, they create their own gong that they work on their whole life, shaping it and to create their own sound. Oh, and wow. Violin is one of those instruments that is just, it's a lifelong journey to discover and enjoy and share with people. So, in Stellenbosch, I finished my honors degree and I didn't even consider actually to go overseas. I think growing up in a smaller town, I was quite happy with what I did here in, you know, discovering through my university, playing in orchestras, playing in string quartet. And I specialized in ensemble playing, working with people, making music together. And the surprise actually happened when I got married by the end of my honors year. And that I didn't expect. I say it as a surprise because in my frame of mind, I wasn't even going to get married. And as you know by now I'm married with 4 kids, you know, so
changed lots of life, nappies,
whatever. I'm changing. I've changed that. I've done my deal, although I hope there's going to be many more kleinkinders, you know, offspring. So, but anyway, so what is beautiful for me is with my music, I think the trademark of my life is that it wasn't just the only thing. And by getting married, it kept the balance in becoming a master. And also it brought in the whole concept of that mastering something is relational.
That's good.
One thing to be skilled on your instrument, but it's very dynamic when it becomes not about only you anymore, but about the people that you are influencing or inspiring and the people that you are working with. And that's something that I feel, if you ask me today, what am I a master of? I would say, because it's my passion, it's to communicate meaningful through my violin playing.
Sure.
And to achieve that, these aspects of my life, developing as a musician, in general, developing as a violinist and developing as a human being. That's the element that has defined me up to today. And when I'm 18, it's probably the richness of that will come to its fullness. You know? So, yeah.
That's incredible,
Veronica.
That
was my journey. I ended up being in Stellenbosch. Yeah, it's a long,
it's
a long history.
100%. I want to touch on a couple of things, because you mentioned something that really stood out for me, and that was that you didn't really have this kind of aspiration or this dream per se, but you were driven by passion. And I think that's so critical to the master journey, because it's that passion that kind of draws you into this really multidimensional repertoire to say, yes, violin is the place where you ultimately mastered. And as you've mentioned, not just the violin, but using that instrument, crafting almost your own tools from that. And that tool is emotive to a large extent and relational, as you've mentioned. But you've kind of almost gone circumspect through that entire experience to say, yes, we've zoomed in on music or on violin playing, but you talked about, you know, the dancing and the ballet and the piano and the family exposure. So your journey in music and then your playing after the fact, there was a lot of traveling in that I see, almost you going to learn from various different areas, interpretations, flavors that ultimately played into this idea of mastery, which wasn't done kind of intentionally. It was this idea of you were just following your feet, you know, you were just going where the passion took you. And that doesn't undermine the discipline and the dedication, but it wasn't almost like you set out with the intention to say, I'm going to become a master violin player, but really just practiced what you had a passion for.
What I loved, what you said, Veronica, was you responded to opportunities. because that's you were following your feet, but you responded.
Yes.
To those opportunities. Yeah. So good. I just love how you were very responsive in every step of that way. And I love how you're talking about your parents, and you're like, they had wisdom in creating opportunities as well for you. And as a mom, I'm also a mom, and I realize sometimes we as parents want to give our kids a lot of things, but they don't necessarily have the wholeness or the maturity to know how to respond. And I love that it sounds like, and I don't know you, but it sounds like you are a person who like, bring it on. I would love to try this adventure. And would you say that might be like just who you are as a person has also been part of this mastery of you?
Yeah. What comes to mind while you're talking, Yoni, is that it's as if because of all these different opportunities and not just a one-sided focus, especially from my parents.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have pressed me into just music and I could have practiced. It happens to children. Yes. There are young, gifted children that for 2 to 4 to 6 hours a day, they mastering this instrument of theirs. But what I appreciate of my parents is that they've exposed me to all these different disciplines in life, of sport and art and just basically being disciplined and going to school. But what that did, the effect was it's as if they've put on a "I can do this" T-shirt. Mm. It made me feel accomplished. And that was in my subconscious, the way, even up to today, when challenges, if I look back and I look at all the challenges that came my way up to now, in my subconscious, I felt like I can face this. I can go through this because of the skill accomplishments. And I think that's one of the gifts we would love to give to our children, that they can have this sense of accomplishment, even in a small area, you know, even by cutting the onions, making your bed, putting your clothes away. I mean, that's very practical day-to-day life skills that you don't need to pay somebody for half an hour's coaching, you know. It's something that you can invest in your own child's life, dressing them up in this "I can do this" T-shirt. That's quite dynamic for me with my 4 children. Just learning from that, the growth from my eldest son, he's now 22, and then my youngest, she's turning 11 in September. The dynamics of their different personalities and how to walk this road with each one of them, putting on their "I can do this" T-shirt. It's so different because my second and third children, daughters, my son is the eldest, Christian, and then Leon, she's now 20, she's turning 20. And then the third one, Nika, she's 13, and then obviously Cara, she's the youngest. So the second and third children, Leon and Nika, they are very eager beavers. They love doing things. They get up to explore a new skill, a new something. They make friends easily. They work hard. You know, it's just interesting. And while with Christian, the eldest and the youngest one, Cora, they are dreamers. Everything happens in their head. So for them to bring what's in their head out into their hands, to have that sense of accomplishment. So the effort it took to build that into my kids' lives, each one was quite a different journey, and it still is, you know. So I can say that if I look at my life, it's because my parents has put on from a young age this skill accomplished concept, and it has helped me a lot. Even now, let me say, I'm 51 now. And the confrontational thing of that is you measure your life and you think, ooh, if I've done this differently, I would have been maybe a violinist in Europe. And, you know, and in a way, it kind of sounds more glamorous or more sense of achievement. And you think to yourself, am I enough now? Have I done enough, you know? And I think that is what my greatest testimony of my life is, that I became more after I got married, after I got children. What is beautiful, I married in 95, and I worked together with my husband full time in music ministry. So we toured the country, and it was such a complete, I won't say in the opposite direction, it was just such a complete different field. I didn't even know contemporary music, and never mind worship music, you know. So I started off after my studies. I traveled with my husband, and I would change transparencies. Most people won't even know what that is even. And that in itself is a beautiful journey. So, yeah, we'll need more time to talk about
that.
We're going to give ourselves more time.
Veronica, you inspire me. I'm so excited we're not done. I'm like, that is the one thing that I'm the most excited about. As we close this conversation, the one thing that I heard you say, and I think it's a tip for parents, is if we have talented kids in a certain direction, don't just develop that one focus area, but give them balance. Make sure that they get into sports and get into culture and work hard in academics. Don't just let them focus on one specific area. So thank you so much just for being so authentic and even sharing your age. Obviously, you are just completely comfortable in who you are, and we are so excited about the next discussion. So please don't go away and join us again next week for the conversation with Veronica Bell from Zamar.